Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane misplays the ball. That's an error on Keane. Phillips moves to second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keane reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan throws to second for one, and Aparicio throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Porter moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is one for one in the game, with a double. Keene takes first base on ball four. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Minoso trying to get to home. Philly throws to Porter who tags Minoso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keegan moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Keegan moves to third. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle pinch runs for Johnny Groth. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-3 in the game. Esposito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to second. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-3 in the game. Heft hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Finnegan now playing third base. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.